This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Okay, so let's talk about the Lions here. They've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. They've got Jamison Williams on a rookie deal that goes through 2026. Khalif Raymond is under contract, but he's, you know, a rotational player for them. But, man, you look at the rest of the roster. Man, they got nothing else. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I look, Jamison Williams obviously took a huge step forward last year, but I still feel like Jamison Williams is not, he's just not a player that you can consistently count on to play as an outside player for you. You know what I mean? And by the way, the Ben Johnson effect, we're going to see how much of an effect that that had on a player exactly like Jamison Williams, who I thought they catered to perfectly and found the perfect role for him. New OC rolls through, man. Do we see that kind of production from Jamison Williams? I'm not sure.
I think it's worth asking. You know, definitely from the spacing perspective, like what he does to get a guy like Jamison Williams in open field, I do think that's worth asking with the Detroit Lions. Now, I have a lot of faith in Dan Campbell, and I actually really like John Morton, the hire and offensive coordinator. He has a season calling plays under his belt with the Jets. And, oh, buddy, do you remember, like, Robbie Anderson getting downfield routes in that?
Hell yeah.
That could be interesting for Jamison Williams. You know, a lot of those same concepts could map pretty well there. So I'm not too worried about Jamison Williams, but he just talking about a guy that you maybe can't totally count on to play outside wide receiver. Yeah, another guy you can really always count on to be available. He's had injury issues. He's also had suspensions at the NFL right. level before. So that's definitely something you've got to be a little bit concerned about there. And I do think they will add a wide receiver somewhere in this offseason. I don't know if it's free agency. I don't know if they're a vet team. You know, and there's not like a great bunch of perimeter options in free agency. Like we're talking about the are you the DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper team? You know, I mean, I don't know about that. Probably not a culture fit for that, you know, like organization either. You know, that's it though. Like, okay, outside are you Devontae Adams team? That's probably not the answer there. I think they end up taking somebody in the draft. And I do think it will be a big-bodied guy that could play outside X receiver for them, you know, sort of in like the Tim and maybe a little bit like move around like a Tim Patrick, Allen Robinson type.
That's interesting. See, while I don't think that some of these veteran names are a perfect fit for Detroit, this is a team that's knocking on the door of the Super Bowl. Are they really going to wait around for a rookie wide receiver to fit in and contribute for them? I don't know. I think they will be hot and heavy on the market for some of these veteran guys. And, you know, from a culture perspective, I think Nuke Hopkins is probably the best fit there from a culture perspective. But man, we did not see we did not see good DeAndre Hopkins film last year. If there is a proverbial cliff, Nuke may have fallen off of it. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure, because again, it was a mid-season deal, right? Like it's a complicated playbook that he's got to learn there in KC. So maybe he never truly got activated. And plus, the play calling style there in Kansas City is that they spread the ball around. It's been like that for a number of years now, right? In a more concentrated passing attack like we have seen in Detroit, will we see that if Nuke Hopkins goes there? I'm not sure. I think that's the one veteran guy that I would be interested in seeing potentially play for Detroit. But the bottom line is this, Matt, they need some team speed, and they need reliable team speed, and obviously Nuke Hopkins does not check that box.
Yeah, I think they have so much speed with Jameson Williams. That helps, but I think they really need kind of like a possession guy that, okay, maybe, I mean, they have Amon-Ra St. Brown. So, like, we're picking nits here because receiver's a team strength in terms of the top two guys with, obviously, just Williams as a player. Like, you know, you've seen it 1 year. Do you really count on it? All that stuff. I think we saw enough proof of concept that when he's on the field, he is somebody you can count on. So I'm looking for like a supporting piece. Maybe they're like an Elijah Moore team, you know, not a perimeter guy, but I think Elijah Moore could play on the perimeter. He'd bring you some speed, he'd bring you some versatility there.
I mean, that's a really good one. I like that one.
I'm very interested to see who ends up being the Elijah Moore team, because I think he could give you something, you know, kind of like a second act type. Well, I guess it'd be his third act, but
right.
I think he could give you something on his second contract. Let's put it that way.
I will say this though, Matt. Is there any concern about the size now? Right, like Jameson Williams is a. I think he's a pretty thin player. I wouldn't.
Yep.
I wouldn't say he's a. You know, muscly dude, right? Amon-Ra St. Brown plays strong as all get out. But again, just from a size perspective, not the biggest dude in the world, right? Obviously, he plays incredibly strong. That's what we love about his game. But if you had somebody like Elijah Moore, who again is a little bit on the smaller side, I think we start running into a little bit of a size issue there in Detroit too.
We do.
I don't know if they care about that. I don't know if they care about that though.
They probably care a little bit. Although I will say, I talk about this all the time. You want to talk about do the receivers buy in? Is there buy in on the offense? Watch these guys block. And for as rail thin as Jameson Williams is, that dude gives a lot of effort in the run.
Dude,
he does totally get after it as a blocker. So
yes.
I will give him some credit there. But yeah, I do think a big receiver would help. I mean, again, that's what Tim Patrick, big receiver, Allen Robinson, big receiver. They added those guys over the course of the season. I think that's like the type they're looking for. And there are guys in this year's draft that fit that mold. Trey Harris out of Ole Miss is somebody that I've looked at. Very interested to see you want somebody on your eyeballs are on at the combine next week, buddy. Trey Harris, 6'3", 210.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Man coverage beating receiver out of Ole Miss.
Ooh.
If he rips a big, I think he's a little Alec Pierce-ish, actually, his reception perception. And you, like, Alec Pierce is your favorite receiver in the league. So we're up your alley here.
Yeah,
reception perception data looks a little Alec Pierce-ish in the early charting. But yeah, I mean, he's somebody I think in the, I don't know if he's a. I don't think he's a first round pick necessarily. I think he's more of like a day two guy, just on the early data I've gotten. But some of these teams maybe could look at him as like the. I think Kansas City, Detroit, some of these teams that need like a perimeter receiver. There are guys like that available in this year's draft class.
Let's see what he rips in the 40, baby. Let's see,
dude. Trey Harris rips a sub 4.4. I don't know if he's got sub 4.4 speed, but he's a mover. I think he could be interesting on the James Coe radar.
Oh yeah, let's go. I am not that I'm not that well versed in his game, but I will certainly after hearing this be looking at some of that film, man. I'm looking forward to it, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.